31-yard line. Cassidy working out the left hash. Dakota Hartle surveys the defense, goes under center, three men in the backfield. He rolls to his right, looking back to pass, two defenders all over him, and nearly picked off by number four, Dylan White, a bad axe, falls incomplete, and it brings up fourth down, so neither team can get to the end zone, and are they going to go for it? They're kind of an awkward zone here.
Yeah, they're kind of in that no-man's territory here where, but you know what, Clark, if they were really thinking about going for it, they probably should have continued to go on with the wing tee, trying to get 4 or 5 yards and cut this in half, making a manageable fourth down. Credit Dylan White, though, sold out on a diving play there, almost come up with an interception. Great play by him, good instincts.
Fourth and 12, looks like Cassidy is going to be going for him from their 31-yard line, come out in the same formation. Right side, Dickinson in the middle, that would be number 22. Ricker on the left side, Brzezinski. This one's going back for the pass. Screen pass to the left to 22. And Ricker, he gets up to the 20-yard line, gets the first down, finally brought down at the 14-yard line. He has it by about 5 yards. Gain of 15 on the play. Number 22, Brennan Ricker, well played.
The junior, Bailey Heinz, made the tackle. Great play there. They looked like they ran the same pass play, a rollout to the far side of the radio. But this time, instead of throwing it downfield, threw it backside to the screen. He had three blockers and two defenders, so a lot of running room there.
Brennan Ricker now has two carries for 27 yards. First and 10 from the 14-yard line in Bad Axe territory. This is a handoff to the left side. Dickinson on the end of the round, nearly. Gets out to the 11-yard line. That's a gain of 3 for the junior, number 88. And brings up a second and 6. Gain of 4.
Number 7, Bailey Hines making consecutive tackles.
They stand on the 11-yard line. Dakota Hartle gets the call, tells his team in the huddle. 6:43 left in the first quarter. No score. Bad Axe at Cassidy. Walking up to the line of scrimmage. Breaking out the left hash. Near side of your radio on the left side. Hartle hands it off to 26. Perzanowski tries to get around the end. Nothing going there. Bad Axe swarms to the ball once again. I think we're starting to see the Bad Axe defense really up their game here.
Yeah, they especially after getting the hang of this wing tee offense early. Number 55, Jimmy Rogers, leading the way on the tackle there. But they are swarming the ball carrier right now. They're seeing the ball very well. And when they do, boy, they're making swarming tackles. And they're going to force Cassidy to potentially put the ball in the air again, see if they can come up with a tricky play to beat them.
Brzezinski with no gain on the last one brings up a 3rd and 7. They send a receiver wide each way, two men in the backfield with the wing tee to the left, Hartle under center. And it's a handoff right up to the gap, and Bad Axe is all over it. Number 64 there to meet him at the line of scrimmage, if not a loss. And that's Philip Delpierre on the tackle. Brings up 4th and 8. Loss of 1 for Brzezinski.
Delpierre did a great job shedding his blocker and meeting the runner at the line of scrimmage. Great job by him to stuff the run.
Another 4th down facing Cassidy. They're 1 for 1 in the night so far and gained to 15 yards when they needed 10 on the last 4th down. This one, they are on the Bad Axe 12-yard line. On the right hash, wide receiver out wide each way. Wing tee to the left, Hartle under center. Looking back to pass, looks to his left. Number 88, Dickinson was there, and he overthrew him. And that's going to be a turnover of downs with 5:06 left in the first quarter. You're tuned to WIW. We'll be back after this.
At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things: teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
You're tuned to WLIW. We are facing a 2nd and 2. This doesn't make sense.
2nd and 2, Clark. Jared Emmerich just had an 8-yard run.
There we go. We missed the play. Okay, thank you. Jared Emmerich, number 23, had an 8-yard run. I completely missed it. Also, I'm looking around. It's Friday, folks. Thank goodness. 2nd and 2 for the Bad Axe Hatchets on their own 20-yard line. And this is a handoff right up the middle, nothing going there on the bottom of that pile, is number 23. That's Geiger once again. Emmerich, excuse me. Wow. Let's take a commercial break, maybe. Something. Well, he's short of the first down regardless. And it's going to bring up about third and one, maybe third and a yard and a half at the 21-yard line.
He met number 55, Michael Mulligan, again up the middle.
They say he's short by about a foot. Now all the officials want to discuss something. They're not quite sure what's going on.
Might be measuring.
And indeed they are. Bannex goes back into their huddle. This one's very close at the 21-yard line. .359 left in the first quarter. No score. We saw Bannex with a three and out. Then Cass City marched down the field for 10 plays but did nothing with an incomplete pass on fourth down. Gave the ball back to Bannex. And they are short of the first down by about, what is that, about 4 inches.
It's not much.
So they move it out to the right, or excuse me, left hash. And now the official's signaling something up to us. And he's coming right across the track. He's holding up 20 seconds. Put 20 seconds back on the clock, they're saying. So we're back up to 4 minutes and 19 seconds on the clock in the first quarter. No score. We're officiating by committee tonight. Bannex with the ball on their own 21-yard line. Faces a third and a foot, if that. We're having fun up here tonight. We've got a good crew in this Cass City press box. Clock continues to roll. Braden under center, T formation. Braden keeps it for himself, rolls to his right, and Dick caught in the back. He'll go back to the 19-yard line. They say the ball is loose, and the official says it's Cass City ball. So just like that, a fumble recovery by the Cass City defense gives the ball in great territory for the Red Hawks offense.
I didn't see who recovered it there, though. It looked like number 65, Jacob Perry, punched it out. Just a quarterback keeper. A quarterback keeper turned into a sweep to the outside. He was fighting for that first down, and a defender came behind and knocked it out. I think that was Jacob Perry.
So Jacob Perry does the damage for the Cass City A defense, recovers the fumble. Now the offense is faced with a first and 10 from a very short field in the red zone at the 19-yard line, right to left across the radio. 3:55 left in the first quarter, and it's a handoff right up the middle. Ricker, the senior, on the carry. Lunges forward across to the 14-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play. Brings up a 2nd and 5.
The senior, Josh Geiger, makes another tackle.
Ricker now has 32 yards off 3 carries, considering that it was a backwards pass. We'll say it's a run. Just to clarify, let the record state, 2nd and 5 from the 15-yard line of Bannex. Cass City, with the keeper around, Dakota Hartle covers the ball very well in the classic wing T formation. Out to the 7-yard line, gain of 2, ran about sideways, 10 yards on it. So now we're facing a 3rd and 7 for the Red Hawk offense.
He spent a lot of time disguising the fact he even had the ball.
Excuse me, that was 8 yards, not 3 yards. So they're out to the 8-yard line, Dakota Hartle with an 8-yard gain there on the quarterback keeper. I'm not sure if I'm watching the same game here, folks. First and goal from the 8-yard line for Cass City. Maybe, if you believe me. And off to number 22, right up the middle, Brendan Ricker, the senior. Gets all he can get. Maybe gain of 4, gets out to the 4-yard line. Second goal from the 4.
He runs to the number 23, Jared Emmerich.
Jared Emmerich seems to get his name called quite a bit tonight.
He's made multiple tackles on defense and getting a lot of carries on offense.
Cass City discussing this one. Their huddle breaks. Saunders up to the line of scrimmage on the far left side of your radio, the 4-yard line of Bannex. 3 men in the backfield. Hartle hands this off to Dickinson, who hits the line of scrimmage with some authority and tries to break out free to the left side on around the end. Gets forward for about 2 yards out to the 2-yard line. Gain of 2, third and goal from the 2.